אנחנו נתחיל מ...
We're going to jump to somewhere else.
Yeah, we'll go to excerpt 19. We'll jump to excerpt 19.
בית התפילה נקרא בית הכנסת.
Excerpt 19. This is from Likutei Halachot. The house of prayer is called a synagogue because this is where all the souls are assembled through the prayer that they pray there. Since prayer is the aspect of nefesh, hence the main part of the prayer is the synagogue and in public. The prime ascension of the soul and its completeness is when all the souls merge and become one. For then they rise to the kedusha, holiness, since the kedusha is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of souls. For this reason, a prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that one will not be separated and alone, as this is the opposite of kedusha. Rather, we must unite the holy congregation together and become one, and this is a prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue, for there the souls gather. And this is the completeness of the prayer.
וזה תפילה בציבור ובבית הכנסת דווקא, ששם מתכנסים ומתאחדים הנפשות. וזהו שלמות התפילה.
זאת אומרת, אין לנו יותר.
22, מתוך זוהר לעם, פרשת נשוא, מדוע באתי ואין איש.
Excerpt 22, this is from the Zohar. Why have I come and there is no man? It is written, Why have I come and there is no man? How loved are Israel before the Creator. Wherever they are, the Creator is with them because He has not removed His love from them.
If they're connected, if they're dwelling together.
As it is written, And let them make me a temple, that I may dwell among them, since the Shekhinah comes to the synagogue early. Happy is the man who is among the first ten at the synagogue, because by them is the congregation completed, which it is not less than ten. They are the ones who are sanctified by the Shekhinah first. But there must be ten in the synagogue at the same time, and not come bit by bit, so that the completion of the organs is not detained. For all the ten are as parts of a single body where divinity dwells. For the Creator made man at once and established for him all the organs at the same time. Once all of the man's organs were completed at that time, each organ was properly established in itself. Likewise, since divinity came to the synagogue first, there must be ten there together. And then it is completed because there is no congregation of less than ten, who correspond to Malchut's ten sfirot. As long as there are no tens together there, none of them is completed. Afterwards, the whole congregation is corrected. As it is written, the king is glorified in the multitude of the people. Hence, the people who come after the first ten are all the correction of the body, the correction of the congregation, since the multiplication of the people increases the glory of the king. When the Shekhinah comes early, before the people came together in ten, as is proper, the Creator calls out, Why have I come and there is no man? And there is no man whose organs have been corrected and his body completed, which is called an assembly. When the body is incomplete, there is no man, namely the private organs that have already come are incomplete. When the body is complete below, when there are 10, the upper divinity comes and enters that body, and the lower becomes exactly like the 10 sefirot above. Then everyone must be careful not to speak about things of this world. Since Israel is now in the state of the upper perfection and is sanctified by the upper Kedusha.
יש כאן הרבה שאלות.